everybody. Welcome to Rock On Radio. I am your host, Danny Coleman. I'm joined in studio tonight by Mr. Rob Bell. Hello, Rob.
I am in the studio.
It has been a while.
Yes, it has.
And congratulations to you, actually.
Yes. I got married last Sunday, yeah. during your show.
Did you even know that was going to happen?
I knew. I knew all about it. You didn't know about it. And
I jumped up Facebook, and they're like, Rob got married. What?
And Engineer John is sending me text messages, can I mention it on the air? And I was actually, you know, in the ceremony at the time, so I did not respond. Wasn't the highest priority for me at that point.
And I was like, I was about to Facebook message you. Have you been drinking?
Yes, it was yes, definitely.
Yes, there was a lot of drinking. Nice.
But thank you very much, Danny.
Good, that's good. You know, married it. The woman that was up here that night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that was the first I'd ever seen her, let alone, yes, you know, met her.
Yes, the lovely Mia from Argentina.
Ah, Mia from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha. The woman from Argentina.
Si, señorita.
I see. My, well, congratulations to you.
Muchas gracias.
Yo necesito mucho cerveza frío.
Despacito.
Sí. If she's listening, yeah. El noche demasiado tequila.
Oh, wow. You speak a little Spanish, too.
Yeah, a little bit. So, all right. Well, Rob is here engineering tonight because Engineer John... This is funny. I come pulling up to the show, and I'm thinking, why is there so much traffic? All right, it's a beautiful day, Lambertville, summertime, it's always traffic. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. Why? No. And they got the one, they have Union Street blocked off in the opposite direction. So I finally get down here to the lot, and you know, when I was coming in here, some woman in a, I don't know, it was a big SUV, looked like an Escalade or a Ford, what are they, Navigators or whatever. She's coming right down the middle of the street, and she wants me to back up. Like I was going the wrong way down a one-way street. Mm. I'm like, look, lady, you really need to move over. And then she looked at me like I was the one that was wrong. And I'm thinking, take your half out of the middle. I just want to get to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I get out and I come up here and there's like police activity and everything out there, and I come and Rob tells me that Engineer John is not present this evening because him and the lovely Trish are in that, what is it, a table of two, what, a Dawn,
yeah,
dish
Dawn,
commercial?
Dawn commercial?
It's a,
yeah,
Dawn dishwashing commercial, and they have 2,000 people. They set up about, I don't know, at least six blocks, I think five or six blocks. They one, shut down and ran this one huge table. And the whole point is that they're all going to have a spaghetti dinner, and they're going to create 5,670 plates, and one container of Dawn can wash that. That's what they claim.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing.
Okay, and where are they going to wash this?
I don't know. I don't know where they're going to get the spaghetti.
Right? Who's the pasta manufacturer?
I don't know if there's going to be a close-up of John and his transfers.
They are who we need to get for a sponsor, that pasta manufacturer.
Or
right?
how about Dawn?
Dawn, that's,
yeah,
two.
Since we're giving them a free plug.
That's right. Hopefully John is over there working his magic. All right, so that's why Engineer John's not here. He's going to be a TV commercial star. So if you see a Dawn commercial with 6,000 people, Engineer John, or 2,000 people, Engineer John will be in that six blocks long. We do have, though, the M-Cube is with us, the M-Cube photographer, fresh off his big gig last Monday at Music Fest in Bethlehem.
Hey, thank you. That's right. Friday as well.
Friday, too?
Ended up playing Friday, yeah.
All right. How'd that happen? Explain, Lucy.
Well, there's a new place called the, what is it? Something Yingling Lager Plots or something like that. And Pat had a double gig. He had Monday in the Banco Theaters and Thursday here. And he had originally thought that he was supposed to go up solo, but they told him, no, bring your gig. So Harold and I played as well on Friday.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was interesting.
That's very cool. Now, did you want to elaborate on something, or would you rather wait till later on in the program?
Later on's fine.
Okay. All right. We'll wait till later on.
I can't wait, personally.
I'm telling you, we're in suspense. My co-host, Miss Mary Ann Costello, she is MIA, although I did speak with her. So she is home this evening. She may call in, too. We may get all kinds of phone calls. We're expecting a call very shortly from John Corabi of the Dead Daisies. The Dead Daisies are comprised of Corabi and members of Whitesnake, Thin Lizzy, Ozzy Osbourne, and an Australian band, which escapes my mind right now, but I will take a look at that as soon as I'm done here talking, and which it's a 2-hour show, which I talk the whole time, so don't worry, I'll get to it. But we have 10 pair, or actually 8 pair now. I've given away a pair already. 8 pair of tickets to give away this evening to the Dead Daisies show this coming Wednesday, August 16th, at the brand new, very nice venue in Asbury Park called House of Independence. It is on Cookman Avenue. It's great. It's a two-level place. The upstairs is a bar, and the downstairs is usually a restaurant, but they turn it into a music venue, and it's really – have you ever been there?
No, I've actually only been to Asbury once, surprisingly, and okay. I really love what they're doing to the town, though. It's coming back to life.
Oh, yeah.
The music is flowing through big time.
I've spent a lot of time over the last 10 years in Asbury Park with music and things and so on and so forth. But I will be giving away tickets. 609-460-4673 If you would like to be registered to, not only will you win a pair of tickets, but you will also be registered for an additional 4 tickets to the meet and greet with the band, with the Dead Daisies, before the program. So that's all been set up already.
Very nice.
For some reason, they have entrusted me with this this duty to give away the tickets. So that's what I'm going to do this evening. I want to thank Chip for pulling me in on that on this thing. He always takes very good care of me in the music PR world. So and again, John will be calling the program in about 7 or 8 minutes. So we'll get right to that. But my guest this evening is from Hamilton, right? You live in Hamilton?
Yes, sir.
Right? Hamilton Township, New Jersey. He is a solo artist. He is also the newest member of Charles Larita and the Mischief. He is Stephen Scarfile. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Happy to be here.
It's really great to be here. if you want to reach out to us tonight, you can do so by messaging us on Facebook, Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2. The number 2, facebook.com/Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2, or on Twitter, Rock On Radio, all one word, all capital letters. So please feel free to do that. Or, of course, as I said, every caller that wants a pair of tickets will be registered also for the meet and greet for this Wednesday's Dead Daisy show, 609-460-4673. So we can do that. So, Stephen. It is a pleasure to meet you again. I met you at my last happy hour. You showed up at the Tiernan Oak.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You didn't stick around for the open mic, though.
No, I didn't. I
thought my friend, that's why you were there.
I actually I misread the flyer, I guess, and I thought the open mic was started at 7. So I show up there, and I'm, you know, I was like, I saw they were playing for a few hours. My friend was getting restless, and we were hungry, too. Him especially.
Man.
So, yeah, he kind of like drug me out of there.
Right.
We ended up going to the Trenton Social that night after that.
Did you?
Yeah, that's usually that's my spot every Tuesday night, the Trenton Social open mic.
He's got the open mic there.
Yeah, it's great place where actually it brought me out of my shell, being that I was always a player that just played with my friends or by myself, never really gigged. I kind of like wasted a lot of time when I was younger doing that. And few years ago, I picked up the guitar and I picked up playing again, you know, full swing. And the open mic really got me my performance skills up.
So. Hey, Danny, you have a call.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, already. Okay. Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who's this?
It's Lawrence Greenberg. Hi. I've been listening to your show a long time. I'm a fan of yours and Rob Bell, but it's my first time calling in.
Oh, fantastic, Mark. Fantastic. Or do you want to? Are you able to make the show in Asbury Park, or did you have a question for any of us?
No. I'm a big fan. I'd love to register to win the tickets.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Lawrence Greenberg.
Lawrence Greenberg. All right. You've already won a pair of tickets. Now you are registered to win the meet and greet.
Woohoo!
So
yeah.
You will be going to the show regardless. And it all depends on whether or not you'll have 2 tickets or 6 tickets. Unfortunately, the meet and greet is only for 4 people, so you have to.
You're gonna have to make some choices.
That's right. You're gonna have to make some choices. But that way, everybody can go to the show.
Leave the harem at home.
That is fantastic, Lawrence. Hey, listen. Here's what I want you to do for me. Yeah. Okay. I want you to email me. So I have your email address. I've got your name. So that will be left at the door, and you will be able to just go up. Make sure you have an ID with you that says Lawrence Greenberg, and just email me your name. So I also have your email. That way, if they question anything, you can also give them your email. That'll be the two ways they identify you. Okay.
All right. I'll email you right away. Thanks.
All right. My email is rockonradio1460@hotmail.com.
Hey, thanks, man.
Or Facebook message me, whatever you want to do to get me your email. That way I have it. Okay?
Will do.
All right. Great. Lawrence, thank you for listening, buddy. Anything else you want to throw in there?
Just keep doing what you're doing. You're keeping rock and roll alive. Beautiful.
Thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate that. All right, Lawrence, you are our first winner tonight here on Rock On Radio. So thank you very much. Rock on, my friend.
He's gone.
I guess he hung up.
He's gone.
He said he's done.
He
got what I want.
He got what he wanted.
He's got a free pair of tickets. There you go. all right, Stephen. Where were we before we were interrupted?
first time we met when I...
Oh, yeah, at the Tiernan Oak, and then you went to Trenton's. See, open mics are good for that. I actually had a young musician call me just last week, and... Mm-hmm. He's 16 or 17. He's going to be a senior in high school, and he has a partner who's going to be a freshman in college. And they're like, you know, how do we get our music out there? Well, it's not like you can go playing in bars. You're both underage.
Yeah.
But these bars do have open mics. You just got to be out of there by 10 o'clock, some of them.
Yeah.
I know the Wonder Bar used to be that way in Asbury. So I told him, you know, open mics. So the most important thing in music, it really is... You could be the best player in the world, but if you don't network and promote yourself, you're not going anywhere.
That's 100% true.
So, you know, I mean, this radio show, when I started this radio show, I was, I was a working musician, but I was working with one band. And because of this radio show and networking with other musicians, you know, I've picked up countless gigs, you know, and it's all through networking.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
So that's great that you went to the open mic. Now, do you go out solo or do you do duos? What do you do?
Well, I actually, believe it or not, that I played my first formal gig at the Trenton Social just this past January.
Oh, okay.
When I was younger, like I played at my high school talent show with my band. Where I played bass in, and I've done a few open mics, like Dr. Lou's in Florence Township. A few years ago.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Lou.
Yeah, and then, but I never got, like, serious with it. Like, I came out of my shell, so to speak.
Okay.
And I would just go to the social, you know, for a year or so, and, like, you know, I started getting, like, my stage presence up, and then Benny, like, offered me gigs, and I'm like, oh, man, it's the first for me, you know?
At the ripe age of
27 years old. Yeah.
Right.
We have a call, Dan.
We have a call? Yeah. All right. Hello, welcome to Rock On Radio. Who is this?
This would be John Karabi.
Hey, John, how are you, sir?
All right, I'm okay, just kind of hanging out.
It is a pleasure to speak with you once again, my friend.
Yep, how you doing?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. We are in a process of giving away the tickets for all the callers for your show this coming Wednesday in Asbury Park at the House of Independence.
That's cool. Yeah, I've never been to that place. I'm looking forward to coming back, and I always associate Asbury Park with the Stone Pony, so I never heard of this place before, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It's really cool. It used to be a restaurant called Oscar's, and then it was something before that. Oscar's used to have, like, the best burgers in Asbury Park. But it wasn't open very long, and these people bought it, and they've turned it into a great, great music venue. And so, cool. Very nice place as well. It's got great acoustics, and it's really good stuff. So tell us all about the Dead Daisies and how you this latest incarnation of the band came about.
Well, the band was actually started in 2012 with David Lowy, our guitar player, and a gentleman named John Stevens, a great singer from Australia, excuse me, that actually used to sing for INXS.
Oh, okay.
And, I kind of say they did it but backwards, but you know, they got together, they wrote a bunch of songs, they went into the studio with some session guys down in Australia and came up with a great record and wanted to go tour. And just through a series of circumstances, they ran into Marco. David talked with him and said, hey, we're thinking about doing some shows in Australia with Aerosmith. Would you want to do it? So Marco jumped on board, and Richard Fortus got involved. And there was a few other people that were involved, and it was either, you know, because of scheduling or, you know, things just didn't work out. They went through a few changes, and, you know, it's just kind of, I know it's a little misleading, you know, there's a long list of members, but a lot of them are just friends of ours that have filled in for one reason or another for somebody that couldn't, that had prior commitments or whatever. But this lineup of of the Daisies has been going for about 2 years now, a year and a half, 2 years. And it's Doug Aldridge, Brian Tishy, Marco Mendoza, David, and myself. And it's been going great. You know, we're just out there kissing babies and playing shows and doing what we can to wave the flag, you know what I mean?
I remember you telling me that just a couple of weeks ago when we spoke on the phone, and you know, it's kind of funny. I think back at what you said about, you know, MTV doesn't play music anymore, and you know, radio support is, you know, it's either feast or famine type of deal, and you have to pretty much get out there and do it yourself, and as you said, kiss babies and press flesh and you know, get out there and get in front of your fans This is the Dirty Dozen Tour. What's the meaning behind that?
Well, if I can be frank, you know, we've pretty much played everywhere in the world. we do great business obviously in Europe and South America and Japan. We've done well in Australia. And America is like kind of the last great frontier here. America is just a different animal altogether when it comes to music and live entertainment. Even David and I were talking about it just last night. And he said, you know, the thing about America is it is competitive. It is so competitive. And not just in music, in everything, whether it's you're talking about cars, grocery stores, whatever it is, America is just competitive. You know, so I think what they wanted to do, the management, was they just wanted to come over and just kind of do, you know, a handful of shows to see what kind of reaction we got, dip our toes in the water, and, you know, kind of come over here, promote the shows, and see what kind of reaction we get. So right now we're doing 12 shows. So far, so good. Everything's been great. The audiences have been incredibly receptive to us. And, you know, hopefully now what we're doing is we can go, you know, we're starting a new record at the end of this year in November. And hopefully we can set ourselves up to the point where we can come back next year and do a proper, you know, coast-to-coast bombardment of America, you know what I mean?
No, that'd be fantastic. I mean,
yeah, it would be awesome. You know, it would be wonderful to go out on tour one of these summers and stay in my own country.
And we talked a little bit about that too, how so many bands are having more success over in Europe and Asia than they are, you know, Japan and South America, than they are here in the States. And that's true. You know, I think you may have hit the nail on the head. I mean, I know a lot of local artists who 6 months out of the year they spend in Germany, Great Britain, and France because they don't draw this well at home as they do over there.
And you know, it's funny. I have friends, and listen, I just want to make this very clear. I'm not taking a swipe at America. Obviously, I'm American. I live here. I think America is an incredible country, you know. But it's funny, like, I talk to my friends in Europe, and I just think that if I could put it in a grand, in some weird scale, you know, a lot of these places have kind of figured it out to some degree. You know, like all my European friends, they laugh and they go, "What is with America? Like, why do you guys do everything so fast? Everything is fast in America." And I kind of was sitting there, like, when I first started talking to them, I'm going, okay, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, are you, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get the theory. And it was funny, but they said, well, you know, like, you have drive-through food, you have drive-through coffee, you have drive-through dry cleaners, you have drive-through pharmacies. You know, like everything has to be like immediate. And I thought about it for a minute, and I'm like, you know, I never thought of that. I never looked at it that way from somebody else's perspective.
True.
And then they said, you know, and then like your music, you kind of like these new bands come in, and the radio just takes them in with open arms. MTV, we kind of, you know, I mean, even the 80s, if you think about it, I mean, we took all these bands, played the hell out of them to the point where, you know, and I find myself doing it too. Like, I'd hear a song so many times that it would come on the radio again, and I'd go, oh my God, like, I want to hear something else. You know what I mean? And you switch.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, it's this friend of mine that lives in Switzerland, and he was saying, like, he goes, you guys, like, don't stop and, like, appreciate, you know, blue skies and green trees and going to work and then taking a lunch break and sitting with your coworkers and just having a sandwich and a cup of espresso or coffee or something and talking about life and just pacing yourself. And I kind of found a little bit of truth to that. Like, yeah, I guess you're kind of right. You know, I don't know how to explain it.
They're right, but because
that's the, you know, the music business. We kind of embrace whatever it may be, whether it's the 80s or the, you know, 70s. As soon as the 80s bands came along, a lot of the 70s bands were discarded or pushed aside. And then the 90s grunge thing came, and everybody's like, oh, it killed the music scene. And I'm like, no, it didn't. The industry did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's a weird world we live in, man. But, you know, actually for us right now, the Daisies, we're just having a good time. We're traveling all over the world. Hopefully America will embrace us like the rest of the world has, and, you know, but if not, I won't have any issues with going overseas and playing and having fun and doing what we've been doing.
Well, we're going to try to embrace the heck out of you guys this coming Wednesday night. I look forward to meeting you you guys very much this Wednesday. We're giving away we've given away two pair of tickets. I've got more to give away before the end of the program. And at the end of the program, we're going to draw one of these people who are getting a pair of tickets are also eligible for the meet and greet that we're doing with you before the show this coming Wednesday. So cool. I look very much forward to that. But, you know,
yeah, it's been fun, man. Like, you know, a lot of the things, the one thing I can say about the Daisies, David set this up, and he's just got this theory, like, you know, which we all kind of agree with. You know, there's a lot of bands out there now, and to each his own, that are charging the fans, you know, for a meet and greet or to get a picture taken and, you know, all this stuff. And he's just like, I don't understand the concept of trying to start a career and having fans. They buy your records, they buy the tickets for your show, and then you charge them again to say thank you for supporting the band. He goes, I don't understand it. So we just made a commitment that we're going to do meet and greets before the show, which we do every night. And then afterwards, I think it's, you know, it varies from night to night depending on the club. But we always give like the first 50 or 75 or 100 people in the door. You know, they come and we'll sit there and sign and take photos and any records they have of ours, you know, now or from the past, we'll just sit and sign them
and just sit and chat with them and say thank you.
That's fantastic. And I mean, you guys, before I let you go, you did a remake that's doing incredibly well right now. You redid Grand Funk's "We're an American Band."
Yes, we did, and I'll tell you the explanation on that. But I do have to preload it with, you know what? There's, to me, it is probably one of the crimes of whatever that Grand Funk Railroad is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Won't accept it. And you know, but at the end of the day, we got offered last year to come over and play for the American troops in South Korea, and so we went over and we just thought, like, you know, let's do something kind of, you know, like bring a little piece of home, anything that we could do, you know, short of throwing apple pie out of that, out in the audience. You know, so we did, like, you know, we did a couple cover songs like Sweet Home Alabama, and, you know, we ended with the American Band. It went over great. We put it into our set. We've played it now all through Europe, Japan, South America. It's just one of those songs that resonates with a lot of people. So it's on our live record. And then our management did a video for it, just, you know, like little just like live clips of us on the road and just things American. And they did a video and they put it out for the 4th of July. And literally in, like, I don't know, it was like 16 days, the thing, like, we got notice that the thing had surpassed 1 million views. So
that's fantastic. Fantastic.
You know, we're just tipping the hat to Grand Funk Railroad and saying thank you and just having fun. And I don't know.
Well, and I also see on this tour you have the Dives are opening up, a band from New York City. You guys seem to be pretty high on them.
Well, actually, you know what? We saw the Dives, and for those that don't know who they are, they're a great kind of pop rock band. We met them on the Kiss Cruise, and the lead singer guitar player is actually Paul Stanley's son, Evan.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
And they're a great band, man. They're great guys. I have shoes older than most of them, but they're great guys. They have great songs. And, you know, they were, when we asked them, they said, yeah, man, we'd love to do this. So we've done 3 shows with them. They've been going over great. So I highly recommend, if anybody want, you know, come early, check them out. Give them support. You know, you won't be disappointed with the show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And we can find you at Dead Daisy, or thedeaddaisies.com.
Yep.
And, of course, all your music is up there. Music, merch, the tour, pictures, videos, all that sort of fun stuff.
Everything.
Everything is there. All right, John. Well, my guest tonight in studio with me, who's been patiently sitting here waiting for us, is a fellow by the name of Steve Scarfile, guitarist, solo artist. And any words of advice for him?
Just keep plugging away, buddy.
Sounds about right.
It is what the music business isn't what it used to be, but it's not bad if you're aggressive and you're smart and you know go out and work hard. You know, everything, it may be the long road around, but everything good comes to those who wait and work hard for it.
That's true, and I appreciate hearing, you know, your stories and experience firsthand, and, you know, nothing's more important than advice from people who've been there, and, you know, I'm carrying the torch forward, so I'll definitely keep it alive.
It's fun. My son is also a musician, and we meet a lot of young guys on the road, and you know, they're like, oh, man, it's so hard. And it's always been hard. If it wasn't hard, everybody would be doing it. It's like getting a tattoo. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you want it bad enough and you believe in yourself, it'll happen. You know what I mean? You just got to figure out where your niche is and then just go for it. you know.
Hell yeah.
There sounds good.
Choke the hell out of it.
Right. All right, John, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight here on Rock On Radio. And I cannot wait to see you guys on this coming Wednesday night at the House of Independence in Asbury Park.
Well, make sure you set it up with Chip, man. I'd love to say hi to you. So
yep.
Come back and say hello.
We're all good to go, so we'll be seeing you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, John. Thank you, and best of luck on the tour, my friend.
Will do.
All right. Rock on. Bye. There you go. John Corabi of the Dead Daisies. Now, the Dead Daisies are comprised of Marco Mendoza, who played with Thin Lizzy and Whitesnake, John, who played with Motley Crue and The Scream, Doug Aldrich of Whitesnake and Dio, Brian Tichy of Ozzy Osbourne and Billy Idol, and David Lowy from Mink and Red Phoenix. Told you I'd have the name of those bands before the end of the show. Rob, Engineer John, there you are. No, wait. Rob, I know we got to take a break,
yeah.
But before we go to break, I want to play... I want to play the... Dead Daisies version of We're an American Band.
Okay, we didn't even test the system,
and
so
then,
hopefully
that's right.
It's going to work.
Hopefully it's going to work.
Plugged in over there.
That's what I was trying to tell you. I'm plugged in. From that, we'll go to break, and then we'll come back. In the next hour and a half, we get to spend with Steve Scarfile.
Sounds
right
like
here on Rock On Radio. So let me go over here, and we'll do this, and hopefully it will play. There you go. The Dead Daisies.
Last night. Hey, I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Catering.
And I'm Laura Mangone from Chamber Swap Cafe and Catering.
And we'd like you to join us on Food for Thought, where what do we talk about, Laura? We talk about restaurants, we talk about
pet
recipes,
peeves,
bitchy hostesses.
All sorts of food-related items.
All sorts of
Tune
food
in.
Stuff, and sometimes not so much food stuff. We go off on segues, but we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Absolutely.
So join us on Food for Thought.
PANJRadio.com, 1 o'clock weekdays.
PANJ Radio serves the Delaware River towns of Lambertville, New Jersey, and New Hope, Pennsylvania, as well as surrounding counties Bucks, Hunterdon, and Mercer. Now, there's a great new app for your smartphone to help you get the best deals in Lambertville and New Hope, including restaurant discounts, plus a handy directory of everything happening here, a calendar of events like live musical performances and gallery openings, and listings on everything from where to get the best pizza to the best parking spot. You can download the app for free in no time by searching for Lambertville New Hope on your smartphone's app page. But there's more. Got a business you'd like advertised on the app? Have we got a deal for you? Just go to lnhapp.com, click Choose Your Plan, then submit coupon code PANJRADIO. Our code will save you the $39.99 setup charge. Once again, go to www.lnhapp.com and click the Choose Your Plan, then add the coupon code PANJRADIO to save the $39.99 setup charge on your business listing. The cost to promote your business on the LNH app is just $9.99 per month or $100 for the entire year. And remember, downloading and using the app is absolutely free. And by using the PANJ Radio code, you pay no setup charge. It's our way of thanking you for listening to PANJ Radio, your Delaware River Towns community radio station.
All right, welcome back to Rock On Radio. I am Danny Coleman. I'm joined by Rob Bell tonight at the controls. The MQ photographer is here. We have a guest in studio tonight of Steven Scarfile. And if you want to reach out to us, and if you want to win a pair of tickets, 609-460-4673, give us a call. You will win one pair and be registered for the meet and greet for this Wednesday's show with the Dead Daisies. And we were just on the phone with John Karabi of the Dead Daisies. So
that was a great video, too.
Yeah,
it was.
Yep.
I was watching the computer there.
You just heard We're an American Band, their version of Grand Funk's hit. As John said, tipping their hat to Grand Funk. I have to apologize. There was a little operator error. I moved the computer, and apparently that caused it to pause. So I apologize that little delay. Yeah, Rob's editing skills will make up for that, and we'll do that. But if you want to win a free pair of tickets to our show this coming Wednesday, or you could find out more about the Dead Daisies, at thedeaddaisies.com, or you can call us at 609-460-4673 with questions or comments and whatever for Steven and the MQ, Rob, or myself. So we'll do that. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you
for your patience there, Steven.
That's no problem.
Hold on a second. We got a phone call.
Look at that. We got a caller. Okay. I bet you weren't expecting to talk to like John Karabi when you walked in here.
Definitely not, man. Definitely not.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who is this?
Hi, yeah, I'd like to place an order for takeout. I'm looking at a little bit of General's chicken, some pork fried rice would be nice. I put the order for Charles Larita, please.
And
I'll come by. I'll pick it up.
Why don't you send somebody from the Mischief, and we'll give that right to him.
Oh, is this Danny Coleman?
No.
Oh. I got the wrong number. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, call back.
I'm so sorry.
my good friend and the man who, one of the two, along with Will Sarver, who created the theme song for this very program, Rock On Radio, Charles Larita is on the phone. Hello, Charles.
Hey, hello,
Charles.
Your buddy's here tonight, Charles.
I know. Yes, that's why I was just, it was a joke. I wasn't really calling in for Chinese food. I'm so sorry.
Man, now,
oh, really?
Now,
I'm going to stop cooking.
Now you have to bring some because I'm hungry for it.
I'm already heating up the wok.
I was going to have Rob. Yeah, he's going to have to turn the wok off.
Now. And we got the Dawn dishwashing liquid to clean
that's
it.
That's right. We've got the detergent. That's right. So what's up, Charles? Tell me all about Mr. Steven and his role with the mischief.
Well,
and then we'll have him clarify it.
And that's it. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Can you verify that there, Steven?
Yeah, I guess so.
So what's
now,
up, buddy?
Now, Steve, I have to tell you, like, completely all Chinese food jokes aside, and me being, you know, a jackass, you know, we had been obviously looking for a bassist for a long, long, long time. As Danny, you know, I had called and lamented to you over the phone.
Yes.
You know, all crying and whatnot. But Steve was, when he came in to audition, you know, we had really said, you know, we're really looking for someone, not just a good player, but good all-around person kind of thing. It's just because we've had guys who we've played with or auditioned who were fabulous players and just pretty terrible people. So when Steve came in and we were like, you know what, he's super nice dude, he's a great player. And man, he came in and just hit the ground running because he learned all of our material in the shortest amount of time. I mean, he came in and we gigged within a month of him starting. And, you know, it was the first time we had actually gotten out off of our hiatus for a long time, and it was great. And I think it was, you know, it was meant to be, it was meant to happen. So he put in work like you would not believe. It was fabulous. I mean, I'm not just saying this because he's in the room with you guys, but I do truly mean that. And, like, we are ridiculously grateful.
Yeah, it's been a great time, man. I mean, it's like, I noticed, you know, you guys were looking for what, a year and a half for a player, and like we were talking about before, like, you know, when it comes to being in a band, especially an already established band with material, it's, you have to put in work. You know, I have fun doing this. I love music, you know, more than anything on this earth, but it is work. If you want to be productive and stay the course, yeah, you have to learn songs. You have to shed heavy and get your chops up.
And I told Steve the same thing I tell anybody who joins the band. I say, you know, we're going to rehearse, and when we play out, people are going to think we've been playing for twice as long as we have. So that's the game. I mean, and, you know, he, just like all the other guys working hard in the group, you know, Steve, he put in 110%. Not that I actually graphed it out and worked the percents, but I mean, like, fudging the numbers, it's around that. So, yeah.
There you go. You got to love it.
It's awesome.
Got to love it.
It's a great time. And we are actually going to be at Fran's Pub in New Hope next Saturday, the 19th, coming up.
Yeah, so yeah, we are.
My second.
Well, I can't have a gig. Oh, wait, that is the gig.
That's it. Glad that's a good coincidence.
I thought it was.
I'm kind of surprised that you didn't come with them tonight, Charles.
Oh, I can't. I have band practice.
Oh. Ooh.
They're bringing in the other bass player, you know.
Actually, tonight, it was actually totally fine that Mr. Steve wanted to come on the radio, and I was very, obviously, super accepting of that because that's very awesome. But we're working on a big show that we have coming up, not including the CD release party, which now has a date, which I'll be putting a flyer out for soon.
Okay.
For a new album, which will be Friday, September 29th.
That's September.
And it'll be at the Cedar Gardens Pub on 33 in one of the big, big banquet halls. And that is going to be a blast because we are so excited to finally have this album come out.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad because I was going to announce that, but I've kept it quiet.
I just stole everyone's thunder. I'm so sorry.
Only because I know you've got this, like, top-notch MC at the program that evening, so I wanted to make sure everybody knew about that.
No, I was actually calling in to let him know that we're have to let him go. We just we can't afford him anymore.
He's fired.
He's just he's expensive.
Wow. Yeah, nothing costs a lot of money.
Well, I mean, who's the MC?
Huh?
Who's the MC for that night?
I have no idea. Just heard rumors.
Yeah,
it's a mystery. Well,
I was hoping you would announce that, but that's okay.
No, I don't know. I heard she's pretty great, but we'll see.
Oh, it's a she now.
Yeah. Nice. No, the MC gotta is, have none one. Is none other than Mr. Danny Coleman right here. So
that's right. I MC'd the first one. I am. I'm very happy. You know, you've got. I don't know if Steven is aware of the relationship that I have with you guys and
well, you can't really say it on the air, but you can tell him a little about it.
No, because, you know, Dateline NBC might show up. No, wait.
Yeah.
you know, you guys, you know how I feel about you guys personally and as a band, and anything I can do to help further along your career, you can always count on me, sir. You know that.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Danny.
So I will proudly MC the event September 29th.
And now's awesome. The perfect time because the best years are to come now. You know?
That's right.
That's what I was saying. And I got to say, because the stuff on the record, we were very proud of the record when we finished up, which Mr. Will Sarver and I put a lot of work in on. Basically, we had it recorded, and then we revamped it entirely from those recordings and reworked it in Will's home studio, which is the Mischief Sound Labs, aptly named. But hearing Steve, you know, play those songs live and putting his own spin on it, his style, it just brought a whole new dimension to everything. So that we are very, very happy and thankful for.
That is fantastic.
So I'm ecstatically excited.
Great. So, and we're going to get to that right now. We're going to talk to Steve about the interstellar fortune teller.
Yeah, and, I was going to say, get me the hell off the phone and talk to him a little bit.
We've been trying to do that, but you rock stars keep calling tonight. I don't know.
Oh, God, you're right. So let me tell you about my... Now, you know I'm not going to. You guys do your thing.
You got it. All right, Charles. Thank you, my friend.
Love you guys. Love you, Steve.
Love you too, sir. I'll see you Tuesday night.
All right, man.
I'll be there.
All right.
Rock on, Charles.
See you guys.
Tell your father I can't wait to see him.
No, he's eagerly awaiting.
All right. Have a good evening, buddy. Rock on.
See you guys. Rock on.
Later,
there
man.
There you go. Yeah, you're the new bass player with Charles.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how much Charles has talked to you, but when the original guy left...
Oh, yeah.
It's
devastating for him.
Well, yeah, the whole band, and Charles especially, took it very hard, and they've gone through a couple bass players, but that's the most excited I've heard him sound about a bass player since then.
Yeah.
So, and Charles has got, you know, I tease him, you know, he's not a democracy in that band. He's a benevolent dictator.
Yeah,
you know, he writes all the music. Yeah. The horn parts. He's immensely talented.
It is impressive. It is. I've never met a musician on a personal level like who puts in that amount of work and has a vision. The vision's the key,
correct,
right there. Because without that, you'll be wallowing in the mud. And that's why when I saw the flyer. Because I go to Mercer County Community College. I study music there, music theory and whatnot. And I saw the flyer looking for a bass player, and I was like, okay, I've tried being a bassist with my friends in the past, and, you know, let me get in something that's already established. And they have set material. They have connections for gigs. I listened to their music, and I was like, okay, we come from the same school. This is right up like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, like kind of that Jimi Hendrix, that funk rock feel.
Funk. It was Charles, it's funk.
Funk, yeah. Well, what really kind of drew me to it was the musical influences that I heard. He was like, oh, we're somewhere between James Brown and Black Sabbath. And I'm like, okay, that's right around my ballpark. I mean, I used to play... You know, these Led Zeppelin tunes and these blues jams. I mean, me and my high school friends, like for 20 minutes, we'd go on a 12-bar blues jam and just dig in. You know, I worshipped like John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin and guys of that sort who like come from that same school. So I was like, okay, I definitely can put a nice spin on these songs. And then I just shedded on the songs, put my headphones on, learned them by ear, you know, and just got the gist of them and showed up to the audition, and then the following practice is pretty much just like already a good idea of what we're playing. And I mean, that's it, just all came together, and then the feel was there, you know.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's it, because they are all I know them, they're all fantastic musicians, funny guys, nice guys.
Yeah, we have a good time, definitely.
You know, I emceed Charles's first party. I was in his video for If I Ruled the World, which was one of the funniest hours I ever spent in my life when we recorded that. I just hope he never – well, it would be funny if he shows the outtakes, but people see a whole different side of me, that's for sure. But you are a solo artist, and why don't you do a tune for us right now?
All right. I'm going to do a song for you guys that I actually wrote this when I was 18 and just buried it. The songwriting gig for me is kind of just coming along the past year. I spent most of my time learning a slew of covers. you know, from the like 50s, 60s, whatnot, 70s, of course. Give me 1 second here to put on my harmonica.
You go right ahead. And
tangled up here.
He's tangled up in the. Yeah. He's tangled up in tube.
I've done this before. I swear to God. But actually, you know, when my band broke up in high school,
what band were you in?
We called ourselves Band of Blues.
Okay.
We never found a singer. You know, like me and my friend who still my friend who was the guitar player at the time. He was always embarrassed to sing. I was, like, too embarrassed to sing at the time. So we kind of just, like, we're just wallowing along and just kind of wasting time. And it was unfortunate because we had a good sound. But then when that band disintegrated, I started getting into Bob Dylan and the Beatles more. And I got myself an acoustic guitar and a harmonica. And I started just – I'd shed it in my room on that and just learned all these songs and got really into that and just played by myself for years after that. So – yeah, that's I'm pretty much a music mutant, you know. I try to do it all, you know. I always try to play as many instruments as I can and just, you know, get the. I always found the better you are at multiple instruments, it'll always make you a supreme player on your main one, which would be bass. Like a lot of my melodic style has come from guitar, so you know it all comes together. I try to do it all, so I'm gonna play you a song I wrote when I was 18. And I remember I played it for this girl at a college party at Rowan University, and she really loved it, and she was like the only person I played it for at the time before the past year.
Did John Belushi come down the steps and smash her guitar? Yeah.
This was in a private scene.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm in a movie. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm surprised. Okay.
Well, this is if you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio. My guest is Steven Scarifile, and here he is.
This song, I call it How Blind. It's a nice, typical, lovely waltz kind of country, but let's see if you guys dig it.
I try so hard each day and night to get close to you. But it ain't okay when you push me away. What am I gonna do? It's a love I feel for you, girl, that burns inside of me. Well, you must feel it too, girl. How blind can I be? Well, love will make you go crazy. It'll make you go insane. Loving you was the one thing that brought me too much. I tell you things you wanna hear. I hold you close inside. When you ask me where I've been, babe, well, it always ends in a fight.
There you go. Stephen Scarfile here on Rock On Radio. Again, if you want to, you have any questions or comments, you can call us at 609-460-4673. I'll also register you. You also win a free pair of tickets to the Dead Daisy show. Just for calling the show, I give stuff away. You know what I mean? Just for calling the show.
You're a kind soul.
And I guess when I go there on Wednesday, I'll ticket winners, I'll have some Rock On Radio bumper stickers and maybe some Rock On Radio lube, you know, the dial hand lotion to give away.
You never know when you might need that.
Dawn.
No, not Dawn dishwashing. Dial hand lotion.
I tried that before.
Although you might need that after the... I'm not going to go there. So we can do that. But yes, you will be registered. So far, we've given away two pair. I gave away one via email on what I had posted on Facebook, and I gave another one here on the show. If you're too scared to call the radio program. You know, Rob, there's a lot of people who are actually afraid to call the radio show.
Are there?
People are, I'm so stupid on there. It's, you know, nobody's going to sound more stupid than me. I'm the king of stupid. So, you know,
everybody hates the sound of their own voices.
They do. You know, so.
Can they just text you or
they can, well,
email you?
You know, well, I'm not going to give them my cell number, but what I will do is if they want to comment on the Facebook event for tonight's show. How's that?
That's up to
with
you,
Stephen Scarfile.
That's very generous.
If
you.
You're a face, or go to Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio and just leave a comment. Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2, the number 2 on Facebook. I will gladly, you know, there's 8 sets left. So, first people to do that, all get tickets here on Rock On Radio.
Get it.
Sorry.
Free tickets are good no matter what.
That's right. Give it away.
No. And you have a phone call.
We do. Look at that. We might have had somebody. Steven? Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who's this?
Yes, this is Charles Lorita.
Oh, Lord.
Danny, how are you?
You miss me, Lorita. Right, bud? I know. You miss me. How are you, sir? What's
I'm
going on,
well.
Charlie?
Steve, you sound good, bud.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
So wait, what do you want? Charles wanted Junior wanted Chinese food.
Something with broccoli.
Broccoli, goat and broccoli, beef and what? Okay, we could do that. We'll do that. How you been, Charles?
I've been doing well.
Good.
I'm retired, and I'm doing good.
Oh, that's fantastic! I love it.
So, I love
it. Will you be doing the sound at the CD release party?
Yes, I will. Okay. Actually, Charles and I, we did a big sound job yesterday, and he was very helpful, and it was a 10-hour day, and we did well.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to the two shows he's got coming up, and also, I don't know if you've been to France, Danny, but
yes.
You know, they got their own house sound system, so
right.
I usually run that as well when they when Charles and the Mischief play.
Excellent. Horrible load-in, but excellent.
Yeah, if you like those back stairs up to the stage. Yeah.
It's a sick joke.
Have you ever played France before, Steve?
Yeah, that was our first gig in June on 23rd. Yeah, that was
my debut. Yes, actually, I tried to come to that gig, Charles. Yeah. I tried to come to that gig.
Man, you missed a hell of a time.
And I got to New Hope, and I got there. I got here at 9:30, and it was thundering and lightning, and it just finished raining.
Yeah, that's right. That was the night.
And, you know, the municipal parking lot closes at 11.
Right.
And they will tow you or ticket you if you were there after 11 p.m. So I could not find a spot anywhere on the street in any of the other
parking
lots.
Is definitely at a premium at that location in the evening hours. You know, I had a chair sitting right next to the mixer with a picture of you, Danny, so you were there.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
You were there.
Good.
It was very close.
I actually drove all the way down to, Stephen, this is show you my dedication to your new outfit. I drove down to Triumph. Parked in the very last section of their parking lot, got out of the car to walk, which would have been like what, Rob? 22 miles?
Half a mile.
Something like that. Yeah, 22 miles. And I got out of the car to walk, and the skies opened up again. Yeah. I said, screw this, I'm going home.
it was not
in the car.
That was an unusual, it's kind of like how the summer's been going. Very unusual, a lot of rain. But it downpoured when we first got there, and it poured like crazy when we were loading out. It was not good.
I know.
So, but you know what? I tell you, for Charles and the band, it was a great comeback. The place was packed. And Steve, his first gig out with the band, he did an awesome job, and everybody's very proud. So,
yeah, it was the most fun night. I had on a gig probably See? Ever. It was good. It was intense.
If you can't,
it was like a rock show. It really was.
When you come back here with the whole band after Charles releases the disc, I always tell them, right? What do I say, Charlie? It's like eating soup with a fork to interview
That's
these
right.
guys.
Yeah.
it's a lot of segues, right?
Yeah, it's like, a lot of fun, yeah. And it's just
is that broccoli soup.
Broccoli soup. Yeah, it's not that
it's
thick.
It's nice though, because you know what I tell you, Danny. It's like it is like a real family. It's everybody gets along. When you're in with the mix, you're part of the family as well, and it's very nice.
I know.
It is. It's a nice atmosphere, and I tell you, these guys really put out the music. It's pretty awesome.
And I'm very glad to hear that Steven fits in very well with these guys.
Yes, he does.
All right, Charles, I got to get going. I'm getting the sign that we have a minute to break. So I want to thank you for calling the show. And
you're welcome.
We'll see you very soon.
Okay. Take care, Danny.
All right. Later, Charlie.
See All right.
you. See you soon, now. Man.
Yeah, it's a good bunch you're in with. Charles has been on this show countless times. He's been on my YouTube program. That's a good bunch. Yeah. So we got a minute or so before we have to go on break. But so you really only recently started writing your own material.
Yeah, I was always like my own worst critic too much, and it's been my biggest weakness, you know. And I'm still trying to break it. Always I like. Because it's my own work, the way I analyze it and I pick at it too much, it always just, I never thought I was good enough to like play it out. I only wanted to learn all these covers and just lay low. But, you know, I'm breaking out of the shell little by little, you know. It's hard for me to force myself to write anything, but when it comes, and, you know, it's coming along.
You got it. Well, and excellent. You know, as musicians, we are our own worst critics.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We are our own worst critics.
Without a doubt.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Then when we come back, you do some more music for us?
Will do.
Fantastic. All right, you're listening to Rock on Radio. I am Danny Coleman. We've got Rob Bell at the controls. The M-Cube is here taking pictures, and you're going to tell us all about what you got going on when we come back. my guest is Steven Scarfile, 609-460-4673, if you want to talk to him or ask us any questions. And win tickets to the Dead Daisy Show this Wednesday. Be back in a minute.
Your business only gets one chance to make a first impression. That's why Green Birdie Productions offers free re-edits on every high-definition video we create. Our Emmy Award-winning staff and green screen special effects studio guarantee the quality we strive for. It's no wonder most of our business comes from referrals. Green Birdie Productions. Compelling video. Competitive price.
Hi, this is Thomas Johnston of White House Station, New Jersey, singer-songwriter of Irish Americana, and you're listening to PANJRadio.com in beautiful Lambertville, New Jersey, home of indie music, wonderful variety of shows, and great supporters of indie music throughout Hunterdon County and Pennsylvania.
Welcome back. It was a quick break here on Rocko Radio. My guest is Steven Scarfile, and you're going to do another tune for us.
Yeah, I'm going to do one that I'm still actually kind of in the middle of writing. I keep rewriting it.
You're not going to stop like halfway through and say that's it, right?
No.
I'm done. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, but it's been on the shelf for a few years, and I started playing it this year again, and It's very bluesy. I'm a student of the blues, and that's, you know, I like even going back to Robert Johnson and
nice.
And Muddy Waters, guys like that are just, you know, phenomenal. So yeah, you know, I just one day just started jamming on this little riff, and then, you know, kind of put some words to it. So.
I've always, the one of the most fun times I ever had was the year or so I spent in a blues band.
Oh, yeah.
I love playing the blues.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. Like just the 1-4-5, and just, you know, it's, you know, the simplicity and just the outpouring of emotion, you know, you can, you know.
My good buddy, Rio Clemente, is a jazz piano player. And he's been on just about every recording in the world at one point or another. He's just, and he still tours. He's in his 70s. He still tours, plays all over the place. And Rio said to me, I said, Rio, why jazz? He said, because it'll let me go as far as my mind will take me.
That's an awesome reason.
And if you think about it, the blues are the same way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where you can feel a groove and just keep going. There is no, you know, there's no set thing. Like, you know, when you're reading sheet music or you're doing this, you're playing blues.
And the musicians, that they feed off one another.
Right. And the dynamics is huge in the blues. And I mean, you know, I've heard an entire audience, you know, they're mesmerized by the guitarist up there jamming, and it gets big and it gets loud, and all of a sudden you hear hi-hat choke and it goes down to nothing.
Take it,
And I've heard an entire bar on multiple occasions just go,
It's you control the atmosphere.
And the looks on, exactly. So, yeah, I love the blues. I get where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, go ahead. What are you going to do for us?
All right, this is
Let's make sure the tune's still here. Back everything I was ever told I'd lost forever. They say I'm hell-bent on my repent. Well, my soul will never know hope. Damnation. Demons trust, and now we must pay for our sins. Oh, no. Have our doubts, but in the end, our souls will be one again.
There you go. Stephen Scarfile here on Rock On Radio, live on PANJRadio.com here in beautiful Lambertville. I wonder how John's doing, if he's on the main course yet or not.
I've been trying to reach him.
He's not answering.
I'm telling him to call in. I think he's too busy eating spaghetti.
I think actually what it is, Rob, is a scam. All the restaurants on that street put all this out, and they want them all come in and do the dishes, so they don't have to pay anybody.
That's a lot of dishes, man.
I know. So, Mr. M Cube.
Yes.
Go ahead. What do you have going on?
Nothing much. Just some selfless promotion.
Shameless self-promotion. I love
you
it.
Got it. This month, just put out an offer on my Facebook page. Not going to put it on the website, but for all performers, since I've had a couple excellent weeks as far as performance photography goes, just put it out there that I'm doing basically free shots for a couple bands. Anybody interested, get a hold of me on info@themcubephoto.com.
Themcubephoto.com. You also have a Facebook page.
Correct.
Right. So,
and a Twitter page and an Instagram.
Correct.
And you've been taking photos tonight. Where will we see those?
They'll be up on Facebook.
Okay.
That's where I typically post this stuff.
Yes, and then we share, and they go everywhere.
They do.
Don't forget the world.
Share it to PANJ Radio's Facebook page.
There you go.
We'll do
that, too.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
My mobile won't let me do a lot of stuff, so.
When you get home.
I'll do it from the computer.
There you go. Take us through your thought process, since you're relatively new to the game, as you say, or won't admit that you've been around a lot longer. Well, take us through your thought process and songwriting process.
Hold on a second. Now we got a call coming in.
Oh, we got a call. Even better.
Very nice.
Hello, welcome to Rock On Radio. Who's this?
Hello, Danny Coleman, Rob Bell, M Cube, and to the special guest, Steve. Your co-host.
Sounds like Mary Ann to me.
I'm sorry. Who? Do we know you?
I think you do.
Mary.
You might not recognize me by the 900 number voice.
I know that. I know that. See, how are you, Mary Ann?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to call in and say hello to everybody listening to the show. And Steve, I really like your music. Really
Thank
good.
You. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We have a teller, Steve. We have a little shrine set up in a chair here with candles and a novena and all that stuff going on because she's not here. We're sick.
We cried a little bit ago, and
I think the shots of tequila are a little over the top.
Yeah, well, we needed the tequila.
Had a good toast.
We did. We needed the tequila to kill the pain of your absence.
And to celebrate, Rob. Congratulations, Rob, on your new marriage.
Thank you very much. I know. We discussed that earlier in the show. But, you know, it's funny because when I'm here, you're not here. And when you're here, I'm not here. So I haven't seen you in a while.
Maybe you guys are like LaToya and Michael. You're the same
person.
Maybe
we're the same person. Exactly.
Could be. I'm still trying to find my pants.
Richie's got LaToya's pants. You missed that one last week, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Apparently, Shalanda.
I'm glad I am.
Apparently, Shalanda worked for Playboy at one point and was in Miss LaToya's presence, and Vince Neil of Motley Crue at some kind of ranch. You missed that story. I'll have to listen to last week's show.
He was hanging out in the grotto. You told me.
It's something. He's been, yeah. That's why we like Shalando around here. He gives us all kinds of good stories of the road.
Something to aim for.
Sounds like. Right? I already heard enough for you. It sounds intriguing.
See, he's an international touring musician. Yeah. Those things happen to him.
Oh, man, I can imagine. One of these days, you know, we'll see. Yeah. I need some stories like that. You know.
I keep wanting him to take me with him. You know, I always tell the story here. Him and I did a gig at where your release party is going to be at Cedar Gardens. And there were like 15 people there all night. And then like 5 days later, he was on stage in Camden at Yestival playing with Renaissance in front of like 15 or 18,000.
Yeah, it's amazing how it could be like that. You know? Yeah.
So what are you doing, Mayor?
I'm listening to your show.
Oh, okay.
I really wanted to be there, but honestly, I don't know what happened, but I've been around a lot of people that had a little something, and I guess I got it, and I didn't want to bring it to you guys. So That was why I did not come.
Well, you better get better, because the kissing booth will be going up at that event for City of Angels, remember.
Kissing booth? I ordered the dunk tank today.
Well, that's okay. You'll be cold in the dunk tank. It is September.
if it's a matter of being cold in the dunk tank, maybe we should switch it to Jell-O wrestling.
There you go. I'm all for Jell-O wrestling.
Very cold. Have you ever done that before?
Jell-O wrestling? No. I cannot say I've ever. Have you?
Unfortunately, I should say absolutely yes. But here's the thing.
Nice.
I did it unbeknownst to me. You know, you're looking at the rink, green Jell-O. You don't think how Jell-O sets. It's with ice. So, of course, I stepped in that ring. I didn't feel my feet for like 2 hours after that. And then, you know, it's very slippery. You do your thing, you wrestle, you get out. But the only problem was this green Jell-O. My skin was dyed for about 3 days.
Nice.
Was it worth it, though? Sounds like it was worth it.
So,
well, it was worth it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it took a long time to get that Jell-O stain off.
So that, well, that would mean that your boyfriend was like Captain Kirk with the blue chick, right?
Oh, yes.
Mayor.
Green guy number two.
Right. Spock, what happened to her? Oh, you're taking a picture.
Well, that's why I called in. I had to, you know, digress your show a little bit. Sorry.
All right. Well, we'll have to discuss that next time you return to the studio.
Oh, no.
Things I find out about you and Shalanda over the last week are just amazing to me. All right.
And that video is great. Richie's video.
Oh, disconnected.
Yeah, it's really taking off. Like, I just want to thank all the fans, and there's even Rock on Radio fans that we have seen that really were really super excited in there. And, you know, I still say to the director that as much as I love him, I think the OR nurse should have had form-fitting scrubs on. It would have went viral.
You think so? They should have showed more of the OR nurse is what they should have done.
No, I just think it's funny. Some people actually wrote in and said, what, you died with your glasses on?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right, Richie? They buried him with his glasses.
It's funny. Yeah, right. But thank you for everybody, you know, who has supported Flying Dreams and Disconnected. And, Danny, all your support, again, not only with Richie and Flying Dreams, but with all the artists and everything that you do. I say that week after week, but you have a really genuine platform for indie artists, and you promote them all the time, and you're still the guy that never sleeps, because listening to your schedule this week coming up and all the events you have to go to, you'll have no sleep again.
Sleep is highly overrated.
I think so.
All right, Mayor. Well,
thank you, everybody, and I'll see you there next week.
You got it. See you next Sunday.
All right,
Mayor. Feel better. See you later.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Co-host Marianne Costello of Rock on Radio. So, okay, you were about to take us through your songwriting process.
Yeah, well, it's not like, I wouldn't even call it really a process as much as, like, I mean, I would just, I'll start jamming. I'll be, okay, let me see if what I can come up with my own today instead of just learning this Rolling Stone song or whatnot. Not anything wrong with that, but for so long, I would just sort of learn all these covers, and I was merely focus on that. Then I started just, I'll go with a jam, I'll just start playing a few chords, you know, just, you know, and, you know, I'll just, whatever clicks, you know, I'll just start meshing things together. And then if I got something I like the song I just played, like that A7th to the minor, you know, something that really sticks out, I'll record it, ride with it, and then I'll just start freestyling words. Like, I'll start humming words with a melody and just trying to get something that rolls off the tongue easily and not think too much. Because my, and I'm sure a lot of other artists' problems, is when you start overthinking, that's when everything grinds up and nothing happens. And you get angry at yourself and you get frustrated. So I try not to think too much. Whatever sounds good right off the bat and it rolls right off, I go with that. I record it. I have a black book where I write all my words down. I'll rewrite the lyrics over and over again. I'll just start scribbling out things. Anything I can make it to sound better over time, you know, most of the time months, and then until I'm finally ready, okay, I can play this out somewhere. You know, I'm not, like, completely embarrassed about it. You know, like, something that, like, I know that it sounds good, not just, like, some half-assed, you know, stuff. Pardon my French. Don't mean to curse. It's a bad habit. But,
you know. But it's, I just don't want to try so hard. I try too hard with it. Now I just let it, I try to let it go, and just if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. Maybe it'll sound better in a few months, and I'll go back to it.
Do you want to take a guess, Steve, about how many people come on this show and they say a certain, there's an amount of time that they write their best material? Do you want to take a wild guess at how long it takes them to write what they consider their best material?
Whew. Well, I'm going to say, and you know, unless you're maybe Bob Dylan or John Lennon, I'm going to say maybe a few years, if that, or like
20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
There are so many people that come in here,
yeah,
and they say, you know, that's our favorite tune or that's our most requested song, and it took us like 20 minutes to write it.
Yeah.
Because when the stuff just started flowing out, it was like a volcanic, you know, lava. It just kept coming and coming, and they just had to write it down. You know?
Yeah.
And,
20
minutes.
Yeah. Give yourself that chance, you know, just let it go and just turn your mind off and let the music flow out.
Are you familiar with an artist who goes by the title The Williams Boy?
No, I can't say him.
He's been a guest of this program multiple times. He's also a personal friend of mine. Through this program, him and I became friends. And he wrote a tune on his way here and recorded it in his car with GarageBand.
That's awesome.
And it was radio ready when he got here.
That's incredible.
I was able to play it that night on the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, especially with today's technology, you can do anything and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. It's like anytime you're a writer of any sort, whether it's you're writing a book or you're writing you know, a thesis, or you're writing a song or a poem, or in, like, even in my case, a column, sometimes you just have to step away and say, you know what? It's like them old car alarms. Step away from the vehicle, you know. And that's what you have to do, I guess, to collect your thoughts, or things always seem to look, and it works in reverse too. As much as things may seem to look more clear when you step away the next day, sometimes you go back and you think, what the heck was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's good. Just, so you want to do another tune?
Yeah. Let's see, I'm trying to think of, I got two more I'm going to do here. Let me, I'll do this finger picking one now.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'll save that for after. I'm going to do this one, another bluesy tune. And well,
what was your original instrument? Did you originally start out on guitar or bass?
Bass. Okay. I started playing, like, it was the classic story where, like, I always wanted to play guitar, but when me and my friend started playing, we were, like, around 15, and he was just, like, was better than me, like, right off the bat. Kind of one of those, you know, we both had a natural feel for music, but he, like, was more of a shredder on guitar. And, I was like, okay, I'll take one for the team and become the bass player if we want to do a band. So I just kind of like stepped up and I got good on that very quickly and just got that natural rhythm and that natural feel. So that's my first instrument. But then I always kind of messed around on guitar. And then, you know, when I was like 17, 18, I actually finally got my own acoustic and started learning songs myself and taught myself chords. And it all just kind of just came. Like it just, I didn't have to try. It just happened. I didn't care how hard it was. I didn't get discouraged up until I actually knew how to play. When I knew what I was doing, that's when I started, you know, second guessing everything. You know,
it's like playing golf. When you're horrible, you don't care what you score, and then that first time you break 100.
Yeah.
And the next time you go out and it's like, oh, I did it once, why can't I do it again? And it starts getting frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I'm a bass player by heart, but guitar, my lead guitar has been coming along. I can play piano too, like drums. I know how to play a little bit.
Okay, just, so I you just play do a lot
all.
Of different instruments.
Yeah, I try to do it all. I never and it all made me a better bass player. Honestly, at the end of the day, which is like, you know, if you don't have that solid rhythm and you don't have awareness of what your guitar players are doing or like the melodic structure of the song, it's going to all come together. You have to be the glue. And if you don't understand everything, you're going to be worse.
Are you familiar with the fusion guitarist Larry Coryell?
Name sounds familiar, but
he passed away several months ago. But I was lucky enough to interview him right before he died.
Yeah,
and he said, if you're a musician and you're not listening to what the other musicians are doing,
yeah,
he said, sometimes I'll play a lead and it'll be the exact same lead that the sax player just played 5 seconds before, but I'll transpose it to the guitar.
Yeah.
And I'll play it, and then I'll just expound on it.
Yeah.
He said, and you learn so
magic
much that
happens
way.
That
yeah.
way. Yep.
He said, you know, don't be afraid to steal from other players and then, you know, not necessarily copy them, but listen to what a clarinet solo is and then try to put it on the guitar. Listen to what, you know, the keyboard or piano player was doing and try to duplicate that on the guitar because it's a totally different sound.
And then you might not hit it completely either, but it sounds close enough. It's a close enough musical motive, and then something else flowers from that, and then, the real good stuff happens that way.
Correct. That's awesome. So, go ahead. What are you going to
do? This, I call this one like a train through a tunnel. One night I couldn't sleep. I had, you know, my eyes set on this female, and, you know, never happened either. It was me all in vain. You know, what else is new? But I was up all night. I couldn't sleep. So I just kept thinking of these words in my head, and I wrote these words down. And it's kind of like one of my tunes where I kind of had it already in my head before I actually played. You know, it's like I had an idea going. So I wrote the words down. Then next day I started jamming on it. And you know, it got some good responses, you know, when I played it live. But
okay.
I do it for you. It's called Like a Train Through a Tunnel. Like a train through a tunnel, through my head, wishing I was holding you instead. As it reaches the light, it starts over again. I want you so badly. The best that I can. Loud as the thunder, faster than the light, burning my passion for you. The night, your laughter brings me joy, can light up the room. The way your eyes sparkle makes my bleeding heart burn. Like a train through a tunnel, it's loud and it's mean. Your voice calling my name, my gypsy queen, yeah. The thunder, faster than burning my passion for you all
the night. Yeah, like a train through a tunnel, you roll through my head, wishing I was holding you, holding you instead. As it reaches the light, it starts over again. I want you so badly, do the best that I can.
Steven Scarfile here on Rock On Radio, and we got to take our last break of the evening very quickly. And you got to love live radio, right, Steven?
Yeah, yes, yeah. You know, I guess a little too dehydrated to go that high right, today. You know?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with
and
that.
All the talking I'm doing, too, you know, it don't help. Cotton mouth.
And imagine, we got a ton of phone calls tonight.
Yeah, for real.
Karabi took, you know, 15 minutes of that, of the hour, so, or 2 hours. So, if you're just tuning in, we've only got a certain amount of time left here. We're going to have about 25 minutes or 27 minutes when we come back from break. If you want to enter to win the meet and greet and also a free pair of tickets just for calling in, 609-460-4673 here on PANJ Radio, and you will be going to see the Dead Daisies this Wednesday in Asbury Park. And opening up for them are the Dive. So make sure you check us out very soon. We'll be right back.
Would you like to host your own show on PANJ Radio? For a limited time, we are offering potential hosts up to 3 minutes of revenue sharing on advertising that they solicit on their own show. That's immediately covering their monthly fee and has the upside potential to make you $200 a week as your audience grows. Your show can be about entertainment, sports, religion, politics, you name it. PANJ Radio broadcasts live out of Green Birdie Studios in Lambertville, New Jersey. We can record your show ahead of time or do it live. And we can take live phone calls, too. We can also travel to your place of business and record or go live with your radio show there. For more information, please contact Rob at PANJRadio.com or call 609-460-4550. We look forward to hearing from you on the air.
Hi, I'm Ron Granberg, founder of Clearwater Investment Management, a fee-only and independent registered investment advisory. Clearwater does not sell its own investment products and receives no compensation to recommend any product. Our only incentive is to generate great returns for you. As Clearwater's founder, I have nearly 2 decades of experience, at first as a security analyst, later promoted to portfolio manager overseeing $40 billion, and ultimately became the head of portfolio management at a large financial institution. But Wall Street wasn't right for me, too impersonal. That's why I started my own company. I'm a chartered financial analyst, the most difficult to get and most respected credential on Wall Street. Our minimum is $100,000. Call today and find out about Clearwater's personalized service and institutional quality advice. Consultations are free, and unlike the stodgy Wall Street concerns, I can visit you at your business. Reach out to me at 609-248-6065 or Ron@clearwaterinvest.com. I can't wait to make your portfolio the best it can be.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rock On Radio. I am your host, Danny Coleman. Once again, 609-460-4673. If you would like a free pair of tickets to see the Dead Daisies this coming Wednesday, August 16th, at the House of Independence on Cookman Avenue in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Something I meant to mention last week, over the 8.5 years I've been doing this program, I've always tried to align myself as closely as possible with multiple charities and help them out a little bit. And we had a listener call in 2 weeks ago, and I told her that I would mention something last week, and it just totally slipped my mind. So I'm going to do that this week, especially since I have some friends that who have or either work with this in this field or have children that are affected by it. But 2 weeks ago, our guest was Bruce Tunkel, and he spoke of he has an autistic child. And there is a big event sponsored by Rita's Italian Water Ice of Nazareth, Pennsylvania, for Autism Speaks. It is Saturday, August the 26th. It is from noon, 12 p.m., until 1 a.m. on Sunday, the 27th. So it's 12 hours of music, and it is at the Nazareth Jacksonian Club, which is located at 119 South Main Street in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. So if you are listening to us and you are anywhere near Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and you would like to go, it's the cost is $5. $5 cover charge, and it goes to the charity, and it gets you a raffle ticket to enter you into drawings that they'll be giving away throughout the day, winning prizes. They have the guests on the bill, or at noon they have karaoke with Dave Humanansky. 2 o'clock they have the acoustic Grapefruit Cannonball.
Interesting.
I love some of these band names. From 4 to 6 they have a DJ spinning tunes. From 6 to 7, June Thomas and the Ladies of Island. It's a Crosby, Stills, and Nash tribute. 8 to 10, Carolyn Marie, The Voice of an Angel. 10 till midnight, The Dr. Dick Show, Crazy Good Time. And photography is being provided by Andrew Zastko. The raffle, some of the things they're giving away are four $25 Rita's Water Ice gift cards, a Wells Fargo, one huge Wells Fargo Pony Men's Hair Care gift basket. I'll have to go for that, just for that, man. Take care of my hair. What do you think?
Yeah. We do have a callers right now.
We do.
They're calling in for the hair.
And that a brand new guitar. They're calling in. They want to be my hairstylist, I can tell. All right. Hello. Welcome to Rocco Radio. Who's this?
How you doing, Danny? It's Kenny Sneakle.
Hey, Kenny. What's up, buddy?
You know, I heard Marianne was going to be out, and I said, I better listen and see if Danny can do this on his own. And you're holding up there, Dan.
Wow. Obviously, you missed the first 8 years. Actually, I've had multiple co-hosts, Kenny, over the years.
I understand that. I'm just using it.
So what's going on, buddy? Have you been listening to our guest this evening? Mr. Steven Scarfile?
You know I listen.
Fantastic.
And he's saying all the right things, you know, and you too. So
nice.
About songwriting and everything, I was just listening to that. And I just got to let it come, you know?
True. Is that how you write most of your material as well?
I usually, when I write a song, it usually just flows out, a lot of times I do the music first, most of the time. And then the lyrics, if they don't come right away, I don't even try. I just walk away, and all of a sudden, after I walk away, it just flows out. You know, most things I write very quickly, but I do sit around and change some things after I get them going. That's where my theory experience kicks in. You know, and I say, well, instead of this chord, how does this sound?
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You always, you put it, sometimes when you put, you know, something on the shelf for a few months and then you play it again and then, you know, should I go to the 5 at this bar or this bar? What'll sound better, you know? And, you know, that's when your ear will always steer you in the right direction, you know? If you, yeah. When you know your theory, you know, I used to be a self-taught kind of guy, but then I started, you know, studying music theory and whatnot and getting a good grasp on the circle of fifths, and, you know, it does nothing but help you, you know.
Right. Well, you know, and it's like you say, sometimes when you first start learning it, it throws you off because you think that everything you've done before is no good, and you just get all aggravated until you realize, no, you were always doing it right. You just didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's better.
You know? Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
I live my life pretty much that way, Kenny.
Yeah, right. I did want to ask if I could be your hairstylist, Danny.
Yeah. You know? With the head of hair you have, you win. Would you like a free pair of tickets to the event this Wednesday, or are you busy, Mr. Kenny?
I'm busy early Wednesday, but I'm not busy in the evening. Well, I don't usually like to, you know, I like to let the regular listeners take the prizes and everything, but I would go to this. This seems pretty interesting, Mark Carabi, you know?
Well, if you would like a free pair of tickets, I can make sure you get them.
You know something? Maybe I will do that, and I'll find somebody good to take along with me.
There you go.
You know?
Fantastic. I will, yeah. I will do that. I will enter you in.
Well,
so there you go.
Thank you.
And would you like one from column A and one from column B?
You will now have a free pair of tickets and possibly the meet and greet with those guys. Although you might even know some of those guys. Ken.
Well, you know, I don't know Mark directly, but I have a few friends that are good friends with him.
Oh, Marco Mendoza, yeah. Oh, nice.
Mark Carabi.
Oh, John Carabi.
That's what am I saying? Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Good. So, all right, we'll do that. All right, well, we're going to do a little more music before we have to go, so I thank you once again for calling, sir.
My pleasure. Always love to speak to you. You guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon, Dan.
All right, Kenny, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Rock on. There you go. Kenny Siegel. Kenny Siegel was the inventor of snarling dog pedals.
No kidding. Okay. I've heard of
those. The ones with the big foot?
Yeah,
that's him.
Oh, nice.
That's he's a extremely talented guitar player.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's got this big head of black curly hair. That's why he offered to be my stylist. You know, I'm sorry, Callan. But you want to take that salt back before it fully gets in the wound?
Oh, man.
So, if you're just tuning in, this is Rock On Radio. I am Danny Coleman. Rob Bell is at the controls tonight. It's like old times, Rob.
It certainly is.
Tom Callan, the M Cube photographer, is here, and our guest tonight is Steven Scarfile. You want to do another tune?
All right, yeah, I'm going to do another one. We're actually funny, you know. We're just talking about songs just flowing out of nowhere. This is another one where it's kind of just, you know, I was just jamming one day, and it all came about. It's a nice light finger picking one. It's one you like, you know, you play for, you know, your girlfriend.
Maybe, baby, you will give yourself to me. Then one day you'll finally see. Maybe, baby, you will hear sincerity in my voice when I speak. Maybe, baby, you'll finally see. Maybe, baby, you will be my only one. Our love will burn just like the sun. Maybe, baby, we'll see the world together. In a storm we will weather. Maybe, baby, you'll find the sea. Thank you.
I've taken so much thought, taken so much time. Still I want you, no, I need you to be mine. Maybe, baby, you will give yourself to me. Then one day you'll finally see. Maybe, baby, you will hear sincerity in my voice when I speak. Maybe, baby, you'll finally see.
Very nice. I like that one.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I like that one a lot. Who were your influences?
Ooh, I would say my favorite band of all time is the Beatles. Led Zeppelin's close up there. Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, Elvis, Eric Clapton, Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix.
If you had to narrow it down to three.
Three of them, my top three would have to be the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and Led Zeppelin. I'd have to say.
Yeah, I've been a Leadhead since I was 12.
Yeah, and growing up, though, I went through a few phases where, like, for like a good solid like 6 months, I was obsessed with Pink Floyd, you know, AC/DC, all those big name, you know, classic rock guys. And then Bob Dylan, though, he was the one where, like, I kind of like grasped, you know, because of his songwriting ability and his harsh sound, kind of like, it's like,
man, what do you mean?
I hate to say it, like, but like, it's like, oh, the average, any guy can do it. Like, that's where, like with Bruce Springsteen, like, being, I'm not really a huge fan of his music, but I respect that. Like, just grab a guitar, you know, just let it go. Just sing. You don't have to sing like an opera, you know, singer. Just play and just, you know, just jam.
Well,
just
they are two men who, in the words of a comedian, you know, they've made a bazillion dollars basically telling you what they did that day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Especially Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I saw him live years ago. It was one of the last shows of the Wachovia Spectrum before they tore it down. And, you know, the guy, he was up there for 3 hours playing solid, mm-hmm. No breaks, but he probably talked for a good half of it in between, too. So it's like, oh, I wrote this song, you know, when I was thinking about writing that song before. And
I actually saw him in 1984, the seventh night of seven at the at the Spectrum.
Okay.
And my tickets were $16. Right?
Callan
snickering over here. $16. Yeah, it was the Born in the USA tour. Tickets were $16. They were second row, second level. So they were probably at about what would be the blue line on the hockey rink, you know. So they were decent seats. And he played he came on at about 8:10, played till 10 o'clock, came back on at 10:30, and played till almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's awesome.
You know, and I was never a big fan of his music. I only went because my buddy had a ticket.
Yeah.
But I walked out of there having such respect for the performer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care for his, you know, I have a big issue with when I'm paying X amount of dollars. Well, when I used to pay X amount of dollars to go to a show and have a performer, you know, I really don't want to hear your politics.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear your personal issues. I want you to play music.
Play music.
If you want to get something across, write a song about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what Bob Dylan did.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I feel like I can do Dylan very
I'm
well.
Blue. Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah. I mean, do that.
Yeah.
We've got about, what do we have? Ooh, we have 6 minutes to go before we give away the meet and greet. We will be giving that away at 8:55. So 609-460-4673. So far we have three entrants. So you've all got a 33 1/3% chance. Ooh, just like an album. Quite fitting for the record industry, I believe. All right, website, social media, what do you have?
Well, you can find me at my regular personal Facebook, Steve Scar, or I think it's Steven Scarfile. And then through there, I have a Facebook page just called Steve Scar. That's kind of my, you know, I try to make that my stage name. It's a little less of a mouthful than, you know, Scarfile. So,
okay.
Steve Scar at Facebook. I don't have yet a YouTube channel. I don't have any Bandcamp or nothing. I'm in the middle right now of recording, though, a 5-song EP with Greg Recchia, Greg Recchia Productions. He's got a home studio.
Why do I know that name?
He's made a name for himself. He used to be in a band called Reckless years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and yeah. He talented guy.
Where's he located?
He's in Hamilton in the Yardville section.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, he has a home studio they call the Shed. It's in his parents' backyard. And I actually jammed there with him when he was 16, and it was actually a shed. And he has completely turned it into the most professional-looking home studio I've ever seen.
Those guys were on my show.
Okay.
Probably about 6 years ago.
Yeah,
when they
yeah.
were still kids. That's why I know that
yeah.
name. All right.
Yep.
They're on this very program.
Yeah, yeah. And Greg, I coined the term the wizard for him because his production skills are top-notch. I mean, he works at East Side Studio in New York. He works there, and then he does his own work out of his house. And being he basically lives around the corner from me, he's a good friend of mine. He gives me a good deal. I'm recording my 5-song EP with him where I'm going to do like 3 covers and two of my originals, just something professionally polished.
Why not the other? Why not the other way around?
Well,
why are you doing cover material?
Because I want to balance out of getting something I can give to like bar owners and venue owners okay. locally. Because, you know, as sad as it is, people do, they want to hear, if you want to get good gigs, covers are a good way to go. And for what I'm doing, this is kind of something low-key for me. I was like, okay, let me jam on a few of my favorite songs, have a few covers, something to debut with.
As a radio guy and as a guy who's dealt with bar owners and venue yeah. owners, promoters for probably the last 30-some years, you know, that I've really begun. And more intensely over the last decade,
yeah.
I've really dealt with these guys. We and they don't care about your EP, whether it's 2 songs or 5 songs,
yeah,
because they're only going to listen to the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So whatever you open up that EP with,
yeah.
you better make it a good one.
Yep.
And that first 15 to 30 seconds better grab them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've actually been at clubs where the owner would pop in somebody's CD and within like 10 seconds pull it out, put it right. I've watched them put it right in the trash.
Yeah.
And I hold my hand up. Those who cannot see this at home,
it.
I swear I've seen that.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I always kind of think about the artists who, you know, they chuckle and they go, oh, we're putting out this EP and we want to get work. We want to. Okay. Great. You know. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And they think they have to create this huge production that's going to make them get work. And, you know, in reality, you really only need a good 40 to 50 seconds.
So, yeah. That's about all it takes, whether something sounds good or not.
But
yeah,
people don't realize that. I mean, I get, literally, I get anywhere from 1 to 5 CDs a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a day. I'll go to my P.O. box and I get a key because they can't fit them all in there.
Yeah.
And that's a true story because these people don't take time to watch and see what I do. They just think I'm part of a radio station and that I'm going to put them on the air or
yeah.
I can help make them famous or whatever their
yeah.
goal is, you know. They don't realize my inability to do that, Callan. I'm not an AM radio god. I used to be. You know, they'll send me these press kits that are like 4 and 5 pages. And we radio guys detest shrink wrap. Come on.
Yeah.
How many times do you get frustrated trying to open up a CD with shrink wrap,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
It's every like a time. Pain in the neck.
Yeah.
It doesn't just rip off. You know, and we don't have time to read about everything you've done from junior high until now. It should be like a resume. It should be 1 page and
yeah.
a CD that's not shrink wrapped.
Yeah.
Here it is. You know, oh, okay. These guys know what they're doing. That, right away, that tells you that.
Yeah, that's good. That's great advice because I've heard, you know, a few different things from people, and like some people will tell me like, oh yeah, you need to have this full biography and you have to have all these songs done up and everything. You have to have basically like a framed, like, you know, status on your band. And you know, what you're saying makes a little more sense. You know,
it's like a resume. Recruiters don't want to, they don't, they've got, they may have 400 other CDs to listen to that day.
Yeah.
They don't want to be bothered reading.
Yeah.
You know, I literally got a press release and a CD sent to me, and this woman told me that she was the lead in her fifth grade play, and that she was in junior high. She sang the national anthem at an assembly, and I'm like, I really don't care.
Yeah,
not to sound like a jerk.
Yeah, no, but you're exactly
what are you
right.
doing now?
Yeah,
you know, that's great. You know what? Your parents must have been very proud. But what are you doing now?
Yeah,
you know,
doesn't
and
matter now.
Right,
yeah.
doesn't matter. Well, it is like 8:55, so we need to give away this meet and greet. What do you think, Callum?
I think it's time.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do that. We got. I will give 30 seconds for one more caller once be entered.
Standing by.
All right, it's enough. all right, we'll give away this meet and greet. We have three people involved in a meet and greet. And we're going to mix them up there. We'll mix them up. Do I have a hat? No, I don't have a hat because I have no hair. I don't need
hey, you just do a classic card shuffle.
Do? Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, well, that's right. We'll do the what do you call it thing here.
Put that pile.
Down, put that pile. Put that. Okay. Classic. All right, there we go. Now. Oh, I'm the drummer. I can't give a drum roll if I'm drawing this. There you go. Callum, you're the drummer. All right. The winner of the meet and greet is John Stewart. Yay! John Stewart. So but don't fret. Now, John, now that I have you've sent me your email and Facebook messages, you and I will be in touch. Congratulations to John Stewart from all of us here on Rock On Radio. And
I love the Year of the Cat, by the way. It was a great song.
That was Al Stewart.
No, that was
John Stewart. John Stewart was the guy that hosted The Daily Show. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
this guy is neither of those. I've got his picture here. John, I'll be in touch. Tonight we had Lawrence Greenberg and Kenny Siegel. We're all winners. So check my Facebook page between now and Wednesday afternoon, because I still have 6 pair of tickets I'll be trying to give away. But for the meet and greet, it is John Stewart. So thank you all for entering and tuning in. And I'll be in touch, John. So what do you have coming up, Kenny? Kenny. Like, I'm looking at Siegel's thing. Steven, before the you have the Charles Larita gigs, what about solo stuff?
My solo stuff, I've not yet scheduled anything for myself, but I'm trying to get into Killarney's and do hopefully a Wednesday or Thursday night acoustic gig there, and bring in a few of my friends to jam with me and just play, you know, play all the songs I know and just entertain the guests at the bar. I've been catching the Polish Nannies there a few times, and
I know Nico.
Yeah, they're awesome dudes, and they are actually doing an acoustic gig at Killarney's last night.
Right,
and I popped in and I ended up doing a few songs at the end of their set. Like I just getting to talk to them, and they were like, "Hey, man, come up and play." You know
what did we say at the beginning of the program? The key is
networking.
There
talking.
You go.
Go up and shake their hand. Introduce yourself.
Yep.
That's it. That's where it all starts.
So. Exactly.
So now that Seamus, you know, he sees that I can, you know, bring it up there on stage, hoping to get a gig there soon. Nothing scheduled, but that's
Seamus.
Next to my sights.
Correct. All right. So, Killarney's, they have acoustic music definitely every Thursday at 5 p.m. and then sometimes on Wednesdays. And the Polish Nannies are just unplugged. Usually sometimes they play on the patio electrified.
Yeah, so. I heard them. I actually know the young kid who plays bass with them, Pete Tonti, an incredibly talented musician.
Yes, I know Pete. Yeah. I know his father, better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The owner of Pete's Steakhouse. That's right. All right. Well, Stephen, thank you so much. Thank you for your patience with all the phone calls.
Hey, that's show business, man.
And things that happened this evening. I appreciate it. But I wish you the best of luck, and I'll be seeing a lot of you, especially now Charles is playing out again.
You betcha.
So I wish you the best of luck, and you know, you're always welcome to come to one of my happy hours, and if you have an that's the only place I allow cover tunes and originals. You can do both. So, you know, I'm always looking for people to perform there at those as well. What do we got, about 30 seconds left, Rob, I guess, something like that? All right. What do you have there, M Cube?
Done.
Done? That's a man of many words. Your show, Rob, what do you have coming up?
Well, actually, I'm going on vacation on Thursday.
Nice.
Wow.
Everyone's ditching.
Is this your honeymoon, or is this something else?
Yeah, no.
The honeymoon, spur of the moment honeymoon? What are you doing?
Spur of the moment honeymoon, yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess and John's in dishwasher heaven, so I'll just be here.
Don't forget to turn the lights out when you
When I leave. So, Stephen, thank you for making the trip. It's much appreciated. M-Cube. Mr. Callen, thank you. Rob, thank you for
that was a pleasure. It was
steering
a lot of fun.
The ship tonight. And thank you, John Karabi. And I'll see anybody who, again, 6 free pair of tickets left. Look for me on Facebook and go see the Dead Daisies. Till next week, rock on.